Welcome to the Signature Eats Bakery. I'm Sig. We've got breads, pies, cookies, cakes, and absolutely no adventures.
It is done.
I'm telling you, it's not.
How can it not be done? I followed the recipe exactly. And besides, how would you know? You have never even seen one before, and the toroid of dimension and despair is a feat of mundane and arcane craftsmanship beyond your mere human comprehension.
Mm-hmm. Well, this human can comprehend that it's not done. It needs at least another 10 minutes in the oven.
It is done.
Take a bite out of it, then.
I will. It is not done.
True sight never fails. Just put it back in the oven.
No. The ritual is ruined. If I put it back in the oven, it will not be a toroid of dimension and despair. It will be a common toroid at best. Not worth my time.
Oh, come on. Don't be grumpy. I'll eat the toroid.
Your attempt at pity is noted but not accepted. I will go into the kitchen and destroy the evidence of my failure.
I believe in you, buddy! Okay. What was I? Right. The day's sales. That was 50 loaves of bread, 3 dozen cookies, 3 pies. Slow day for pies.
Are you Sig? I'm looking for Sig.
You found him. I'm Sig, and this is the Signature Eats Bakery. We're closing up, but there's still some stuff left over if you really need something. Especially if what you need is pie. I made way too many pies today.
I don't need pies. What I need is help.
What kind of help?
I have come from very far to find you. I had to cross the packs, and you weren't easy to locate once I was here.
That's a lot of dedication for baked goods.
I didn't come for baked goods. You have to know I didn't cross the ocean and show up in your bakery in full plate armor for baked goods.
Well, then, I'm sorry, but I can't help you.
But you have to.
I don't think I do. Again, unless you've changed your mind on the pie thing, in which case I'm definitely your guy.
No, it has to be you. We read the prophecy. We followed the signs.
You like signs, huh? Well, read the one on the counter, right there in front of you.
Signature Eats Bakery. Adventurers welcome. Absolutely no adventures.
It's right there when you walk in. First thing you see. But does anyone read it? No, of course not. Ugh, I don't even know why I bothered putting it up.
I don't understand.
Listen, I'm sure you don't want to hear my whole life story, but all you need to know is whatever adventure or quest it is you want to drag me into, it's not happening.
But the prophecy!
Nope.
A seventh son of a seventh son!
That's not really any of your business.
And a child of two worlds!
Also none of your business.
Not to mention the star charts!
I said no, okay? Don't make me get happy.
You mean angry?
No, I mean happy. Hap! Get in here! You've got another one!
He's happy.
I am, but you may call me by my full name. Happiness escapes all who behold his great and terrible visage.
Hap.
Or alternatively, as that is cumbersome for humans to say, you may call me Mr. Happy.
As in, bye, Mr. Happy, because you were just leaving, right?
Wait, just wait, please. I've come all this way. Won't you at least talk to me? I'll buy some of your pie, if that will help. I'll get a slice and...
Pies are sold whole or not at all. You will not buy a slice.
Oh, geez. I'll take it down a few notches.
She will honor the store policy or she will have no pie.
Then I'll buy a whole pie. That's fine. I just want to talk. Here. Whatever that will get me is fine. I don't care.
Dealer's choice, huh? Let's go with apple, my personal favorite. But this is cold. Let me heat it up for you. Happy, can you get it?
As you wish.
You just fire out of your hand without a spell.
Aberrant ones can do many things beyond human capabilities.
An aberrant one!
Whoa, okay. Happy, stop freaking out the humans with your aberrant one talk, and you put that sword back in its sheath. Happy isn't gonna hurt anyone. He just always sounds like he is. I'm not gonna talk to you if you stab my best friend. I mean, I probably will, but it'll be more like, how dare you, and you'll pay for this!
So, you'll talk to me then?
I will, but I'd prepare for disappointment if I were you. So, what's the story this time? You said there was a prophecy? Is this one of those find a lost treasure things, or is it more life or death?
The second. If it was just for treasure, it wouldn't concern me. But a dreadlich will descend upon our kingdom and destroy everyone within its borders unless the one fated to either defeat him or die by his hand is located, given the sacred blade, and brought back. I, of course, was given the task, as I am the strongest and most trustworthy of the Queen's Guard. And when I consulted the Oracle, all signs pointed to you. I have tirelessly followed the trail since, and here I am, pleading for your help.
So you already have the sacred blade? You don't even want me to find it?
Yes, I have it with me. Was that your issue? You didn't want to go looking for something we might not find? Because if that's your only reservation...
Yeah, no. I'm still not doing this. I just want to know, if you have the sacred blade and you know what you have to do, then why do you even need me? I mean, why don't you do it?
Me?
Yeah, I mean, you're a knight. A really good one based on how fancy your armor is. In fact, you said you were the Queen's most trusted guard, right?
Yes, we've known each other since we were young girls, but...
So why would you, this fearsome warrior, cross the ocean to find me, a baker who has never successfully used a sword in his life, to fight a dreadlich, something that you could not make me do for any amount of money?
1,750,000 gold pieces.
What?
I would fight a dreadlich for 1,750,000 gold pieces.
Huh. Good to know, I guess. And, sorry, I never got your name?
Lady Isadora.
Right, Lady Isadora. I've never seen you actually use that sword, but just by the way you're wearing it, I can promise you that you are 100% more qualified to fight the dreadlich than me. I mean, come on, look at me. And look at you. Isn't this literally what you knight types train for?
I had considered that. And properly using a sword is a lot trickier than most people realize. It isn't just waving it around like a fan. There's technique, and you have to build the strength and stamina to properly wield it. I tried to explain this to the Queen, and we got into a ridiculous argument about my safety, as if I wouldn't give my life for hers a million times over. But it doesn't matter either way, because I can't wield the sword.
But I thought you were going to stab Happy with it.
She would not have come close.
Oh, that's not the sacred sword. That one's mine. The sacred sword is in my pack. Here, let me unwrap it and show you. See how you can almost feel the blessed energy? I would give anything to wield a weapon like this just once.
Well, you have it. Why don't you?
Because I can't. See?
It burned you.
Only the Chosen One can pull the sword from the sheath without being harmed, which is why we need you. So, please, the entire kingdom is at stake. Please say you'll help. What? What is it?
Just trying to get a better look at the sword. Do you mind if I hold it for a second?
Of course not. Take it.
Hmm.
Well? You did it. This is wonderful.
It sure is. Here you go.
Why are you handing me the sword? I told you. Only the Chosen One can use it.
No. Only the Chosen One can pull it from its sheath. But anyone can use a sword. See for yourself.
If I touch that, it'll burn me.
It won't.
You just saw that it did.
Fine. Happy, take the sword.
The blessed energy is unpleasant, but I am otherwise uninjured.
See? Completely safe.
But how? It should burn anyone else who touches it, even an aberrant one. And how could you even tell?
It's the true sight. Never fails. I could see that the spell effect didn't extend beyond the sheath. Really lazy spell work, honestly. Just put this sword in your normal sheath and you're good to go.
You mean I can just have it?
Are you kidding me? You're obviously the best person for the job, and we definitely don't want it. Just go back home with the sword and tell everyone that you realized you were the Chosen One all along. They're not going to question the lady with the glowing blessed sword.
This is the most amazing, the biggest thing. How can I ever repay you?
Oh, can I keep the sheath? I bet I could win some barroom bets with it.
Of course. And here, have my old sword to go with it.
Not really a sword guy.
But how will you bet people they can't pull the sword from the sheath with no sword to go with it?
Good point. I guess I'll take them both.
If you don't mind my saying so, what was and still is a major concern for me seems like more of a minor annoyance for you. I've never seen a sign like this before.
Yeah, this happens a lot more often than I'd like. There was a lot going on when I was born. I set off basically any prophecy or Chosen One alarms that are even remotely close to me.
That's incredible. You are absolutely brimming with potential.
The only things I want to be brimming are this shop with customers and me with warm pie. Speaking of, you want to have a slice before you head out?
I don't know. I shouldn't waste time. The kingdom is in danger.
Come on. I might not be good at swords, but I do make pies good enough that people who are good at swords would stab people over them.
Would they?
I mean, they would, if I could figure out how to get the word out about this place. And you can subtract this from the time you would have spent trying to teach me how to sword fight.
You're right. You did save me a lot of time. And this pie does smell amazing.
Doesn't it? I can't believe we have so much left over.
You do not sell them aggressively enough. The customer must be told what they want.
I keep telling you that is not how this works.
I get results.
This is really good.
Do you want another one to take with you? Half price.
Full price.
Happy?
No, he's right. This is worth the full price. I'll pay gladly.
I get results.
And again, I can't thank you enough. If there is anything I can do...
There is one thing.
What is it?
Maybe between now and the next time there's some big prophecy or quest or something that needs a Chosen One type, you can forget my address? Unless you just really want to cross the ocean for another slice of pie.
I think I can arrange that.
Episode 1, The Sword in the Sheath, was written and directed by Destiny Howell. The show is produced and edited by Audio Media, with the theme music by Lawrence Owen. Starring the voice talents of Wes Haas as Sig, Karsten Otto as Happy, and featuring Briar Zachary as Lady Isadora. Special thanks to executive taste tester Camille. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to leave us a review and subscribe. You can find us online at noadventurespod.com or at our Twitter at noadventurespod for extras, transcripts, and absolutely no adventures.
What would an aberrant one even do with gold?
Engage in commerce.
Huh.
This episode is dedicated to the loving memory of Gerald Benamy. May you always have the greatest adventures.
Got her. Oh my god, he threw,
here
he
we
threw
go.
The chair.
He threw the chair.
And now he's getting it back all because right. he's gonna have to sit.
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down on fire.
Oh, oh my god. Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
It's fine. It's not fine to me, GM. Jesus Christ, that's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh, and if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah. It is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man. But anyway. Boom! Smashed in the head!
Bodhi has a pocket full of, like, one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh! It was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his penis, which does resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
That's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing to the bar.
I'm gonna... And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Ah! Bye-bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Ah, mummy! Headbutt!
Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising, piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. Its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Got her.